Welcome to the space show, John.
Thank you, Andrew.
The Australia Telescope at Narrabri, when was it built?
If I remember correctly, the official opening day by Prime Minister Hawke was the 2nd of September 1988, and that was the end of a construction which started at the beginning of 1984.
So it took 4 years to build.
Yes, essentially. Of course, one might add that the actual planning for a new telescope began in the 1970s, but it wasn't until the end of 1983 that the Hawke government approved the construction of this instrument.
In an earlier program, we discussed why the Australia Telescope was built, and essentially that was to get improved resolution or improved detail in our view of the sky. Has it lived up to its expectations?
Yes, the compact array of the Australia Telescope is doing some very, very interesting work at the moment. There have to date been one or two very interesting results produced. Maybe I could mention one or two. About 9 months ago, there was a detection of a very remarkable radio source that was discovered towards the direction of the centre of our galaxy. Now, at that stage, nobody knew just exactly where this transient source was located. All that we knew was that it was along the line of sight. And at that stage, we were slowly getting the 6-kilometre antenna of the compact array into operation. And because of the detection of this object by an overseas telescope, we hurried along, got the 6-kilometre site working very rapidly, and were able to show within a few days that this transient source was actually located very close to the puzzling nucleus of our galaxy.
What are the current ideas on the structure of the nucleus of our galaxy?
Well, I suppose the ideas of the structure haven't changed very much. The position or location towards the centre of the galaxy contains many interesting objects. At the very centre of our galaxy, we believe that there is something like a black hole, or maybe something else that is very, very massive. Around this massive black hole, which we haven't been able to confirm, there are dense clouds of all sorts of molecules, and these clouds have very, very funny motions. Some of these motions are rotational, while there is also considerable evidence that some clouds are rushing outwards and others are actually moving inwards.
Yes, perhaps most people think of the sky as just being full of stars, but in fact there's a huge amount of dust and gas in space, isn't there?
Yes, indeed, and I guess that one only has to look up at the Milky Way in an area of Australia which doesn't have too much
light pollution, perhaps?
Light pollution. To see that instead of just seeing a very thick white block of stars, the centre stars are in fact heavily absorbed by this dust which pervades all the galaxy, and in fact many, many galaxies.
And that's why we can't see the centre of the galaxy.
Yes, the absorption towards the centre of the galaxy is fantastically high at optical wavelengths. But of course one of the advantages of radio astronomy is that the radio waves can penetrate this absorption and can see into the very centre of our galaxy and even beyond it. And most of the story of the centre of our galaxy is actually provided by radio astronomy, although recently some far infrared radiation results have become available to augment our radio astronomy results.
If people come here to Narrabri, what can they expect to see?
If people come to Narrabri, they're very welcome to visit a centre that we have set up on the site of the Paul Wild Observatory. This centre was completed, I guess, about 1 year ago, and will be officially opened by the Minister for Science on April the 10th this year. Within this centre are various exhibits, various explanations of radio astronomy and radio astronomy in Australia, some posters explaining the construction of the compact array and other parts of the Australia telescope, and also there is a video, in fact there are two videos on various aspects of the Australia telescope.
Can they see the actual telescope itself?
Yes, the...
telescopes, we should say.
Yes, the telescopes actually are very, very simple to see because they're all aligned along this this 3 kilometre rail track plus a sixth antenna 3 kilometres further west. If the visitor is lucky, one or two of the antennas will be set in a configuration and will be located at stations very close to the outside of the visitor centre. This is very good for taking photographs, of course.
Yes, I in fact today have had a very good time taking lots of photos of the dishes. They're quite spectacular, painted white, and sit nicely against the blue skies we have up here.
Yes, we're rather lucky to be having blue skies at this time of year when many other parts of Australia are having lots of rain. I should point out, Andrew, that the other site, or the site of the Park 64 metre antenna, this site of Parks near Alecktown also has a very, very extensive visitor centre. So anybody who's travelling the Newell Highway and is coming up from Melbourne through Parks and on through Narrabri to the north has the chance, in fact, of seeing our two visitor centres.
Yes, and in addition, the Siding Springs at Coonabarabran.
Yes, yes.
Well, thank you, John, for joining us this evening on The Space Show.
Thank you very much, Andrew.